Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, 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 here we all are, back in the old ear canal as I live and breathe.
Absolutely right. Welcome to an episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slam Down. We're going to get the episode started in just a second proper, but we need to tell you...
Can we say this is the only Slam Down out there?
Yes, we can. Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah, of course we can, Tom. To what end? Would we say that?
I'm just saying, you know, we're Flatshare Slam Down, the only Slam Down operating as a podcast in the world today. It's not a bad angle to sell it on.
It's not a bad angle, actually. No, it's quite a confusing angle.
If you spend your days Googling Slam Downs, it's just us, guys.
It's just going to be us, guys.
The only Slam Down on the market.
If you have found us by Googling Slam Downs, then welcome. So the episode's going to get... Yep, sure. No, of course. You absolutely, you must.
Well, I'm just thinking other people say things like other Slam Downs are available, but they're not, you know, and that's to our credit.
Absolutely to our credit, yes.
We made up a silly word and it turns out no one else is using it.
I think, no, Slam Down's been around for a while. We didn't make up the word Slam Down. We can't lay
claim to
that, can we?
The wrestling must have...
The wrestling community.
The WWF must have...
Hulk Hogan would have something to say about that.
Hogan, well, he never stops emailing us, does he?
You guys, you think you pioneered Slam Down? Well, once I can, I'm going to come round your house and lay the smack down!
Hang on a sec. Those voicemails sound suspiciously like you doing a Hulk Hogan voice. You're not trying to blackmail us, are you?
Send me those monies to my flat.
Send me those monies. Oh, God. Yeah.
Can you send me your T-shirt size, please?
Nothing intimidates a person more than the idea that the person who's trying to extort from them doesn't understand what money is.
That's why I find myself in mind. Sorry, carry on.
So anyway, folks, we're going to get the episode started in just a little bit, but we just need to say this was recorded pre-lockdown. That's why there's an audience. Don't worry, we're not breaking any of the curfew. Don't worry about that. We're not the kind of guys who are out sunbathing with their tops off in the park this weekend. We're all good.
We're inside sunbathing with our tops off.
We're inside with our tops off, which is
within the
rules.
We're tearing our tops off, Hulk Hogan style.
Yeah, stay indoors, you guys, and send me those monies.
So the things you need to know about this is when Tom Rosenthal says he's out on tour, he's not out on tour, so don't try and go and see Tom Rosenthal on tour.
He's in on tour.
He's in on lockdown. And May Martin's show is still available, of course. The lockdown didn't change that. Watch it. You can see it on Netflix if you're not in the UK. But if you are in the UK, it's on the 4 on Demand service, More 4, whatever it's called.
Binge it in one sitting like I did.
It's really fantastic. It's a really, really great show.
And, guys, if you head over to our Patreon, we're doing daily shows. It's bonus content every single day for the $5 tier.
Absolutely right. $5 and above, you get daily updates from us. We're doing a flat share lockdown 3 times a week. And eventually, when we run out of bonus episodes, that's going to probably be all week. We're going to be doing episodes of flat share lockdown. So go over to the Patreon. There's loads of bonus episodes to be getting on with. So enjoy it over there. But meanwhile, enjoy the episode.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to another episode of Flatshare Slam Down.
Flatshare Slam Down! And this week we are stretching your ear canal to new parts of the world.
That's right, yeah.
We are travelling to trendy Hackney.
Yeah, yes. We went all the way to Hackney.
We're topping your ear canal to Hackney, everyone.
We had some delicious seitan, is that how you pronounce it?
Get back, seitan!
Get behind me! Yeah, we had some lovely seitan beforehand, a lovely sort of vegan version of chicken, and it was very. I felt like we integrated ourselves well
with the trendy people of Hackney.
We're trendy now.
Yo, thank God for that.
Yo.
Finally.
Did you say yo?
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Thank God for that.
That's how trendy Clarky is.
Two very trendy things. Being obviously saying yo and praising God. What can be more trendy than...
And that's the new message of this podcast.
That's the new message, guys.
The real flat share is our life with God.
Yo, Jesus.
Well, anyway, let's not despair down that route. So, we come from Trendy Hackney with two of our trendiest guests.
Yes, we've got Tom Rosenthal and we've got Mae Martin. And it was really fun. We had a really, really good time.
Yes. Oh, it was a great record. Tom Rosenthal's doing touring as we speak, I think.
He's on tour, yeah.
And Mae Martin's new TV show's about to come out.
Yeah, so, I think it may even be out by the time this episode drops, which I'm very excited about watching.
It's so amazing.
Hop onto those
good,
things.
The name of the show, available on Netflix and Channel 4. And obviously, if you like our stuff, we've got stuff available as well.
Yes, absolutely.
We've got stuff available.
We've got some stuff.
We've got a Patreon page. And we cannot do it without your support. So thank you to everyone who's a member of the Patreon. If you're not a member of the Patreon, get on board.
Yeah, it's patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. And every single Thursday, we put out a bonus episode. Sometimes two little bonus episodes go out to people. It's a little extra beef, or the jingle is a single, or a bonus episode of House Meeting, or some outtakes from one of our live episodes, and you can get all that patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
It's always shits and giggles, and there's lots
I'm
of
glad
other...
you finished the sentence that way, man.
And there's lots of other bonuses as well. Just
lots
go along to the Patreon
bonuses,
look at the tiers
there.
And see what you fancy.
Absolutely. Oh, look at those tiers and see what you fancy. So anyway, enjoy the episode, have a great time, and we're gonna slam it down.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Oh, no, hang on.
It's not cheers, everyone. Bye, is it? It's enjoy the episode.
It's enjoy the episode, and hello.
Hello, everyone. Yo.
Cheers. It's mad how easily I just went bye along with it. Yeah, sure. Bye. That's the end of that. End of the episode. Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, you specky beaut? Oh,
50% of that I'm happy with. Now, listen, one of you two has got to test the smoke alarm.
Test the smoke alarm?
Yes, mate.
Come on, we're running out of categories to go
for,
aren't
we? It's quite an easy job, but I'm just too short to do it.
Well, it's not going to be me.
No?
No, because last week I bumped into the ex-Arsenal manager, Mr. Wenger, and he told me he hadn't tested his fire alarm and his house burnt down. I said, arson. He said, no, it was an accident. Now, I'm telling you right now, guys, that is what we're talking about.
That's good, lovely stuff.
And if that's not for you, then fuck off right now, okay?
What about you, Clarky, my friend?
Ah, well, I'm not going to do it, Matthew, because I was going to do it earlier on today, but then what actually happened is Tom left the sound desk at his house.
Oh, the sound desk we used to record this show?
Yeah, before this show. Then I had to, while I was making my tea, drive from my house over to his house.
Yeah.
Whoa, this is a bit too real, isn't it?
And pick up the sound desk he was supposed to... bring to the show. But it's okay. On the plus side, I've promised him it's all fine and I'm not going to keep going on about it.
Dear.
The worst thing about that was I sort of knew that someone was going to forget. So I sent out a message this afternoon saying, hey guys, not wanting to be too passag, but it was pretty passag, the message I sent. Just going, don't forget we have bits of the recording stuff to bring tonight. You know, very nearly had to do the show. I almost forgot it myself. Of course, I didn't almost forget it. It's me. Not almost forgetting anything. Oh, almost forgot it myself. And then just get a couple of messages from Parry 2 hours later going, oh God, oh God.
Sent over 4 texts.
Yeah. And then a photo of him outside the Trocadero. Famously, you don't live there anymore. No, you moved on, weren't you?
Just go there for fun.
Sure, it's a fun place. Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a Flatshare Slamdown!
Flatshare Slamdown!
Hello, and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, we all came out! out a mantra on the Lake Geneva shoreline to make records with a mobile. We didn't have much time. Frank Zappa and the Mothers were at the best place around, but some stupid with a flare gun burned the place to the ground. Smoke alarm on the water, fire in the sky. Smoke alarm on the water. Din 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 din. Hello, this is Landlord Matthew Crosby. We're live at the Moth Club for Acast Presents, brought to you by the Dice.fm. And while they're under my roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's say hello to the tenants, Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Oh! My word!
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Epic.
Yeah.
Epic stuff.
Epic stuff there. We don't have to say we're live at the Moth Club for Acast Presents, brought to you by Dice.fm, but we've never done a sponsored gig before, so I thought, gosh, I'd mention it. It's exciting,
it's
isn't
quite
it?
Quite a sentence.
Yeah, it's a long sentence.
Smoke's a lot
gonna,
of fun.
Not going to do it again.
Yeah, very quickly, that smoke on the water, right?
Yes, it's
when
good
I was
song.
Just, I was doing student theatre, because when I was a student, I wanted to be a serious actor. And I was in this play where I had to get naked and smoke on stage. So I was naked on stage smoking this cigarette. I was thinking, this is acting.
It's the worst panto I've ever seen.
It's not behind me, it's right there. And someone's phone went off in the audience, right? And it started ringing, and then it stopped, and I just kept pausing and smoking and ignored it. And then the person next to them's phone went off, and what became apparent very quickly is there were five mates, and one of their mates was trying to find them as a group. Right? So the first one's phone went off, turned it off. Then the second one's phone went off, and I had to stop again. And then the third one's phone went off, and then it got to the fourth one, and their alarm was dun, 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 and the audience all joined in. Totally lost my erection.
Now, obviously you can't press that button on your own. That's to do with the smoke alarm, obviously, not the... Not Tom's. Anyway, it's you can't press the alarm on your own. But whose shoulders will you be standing on tonight? Tom, who have you brought?
Well, bad news, everyone. The Jamboree's in danger.
Oh, no.
Yes, someone's stolen the sound desk. So I contacted the only friend I know who owns a sound desk. It's Tom Rosenthal, everyone.
Tom Rosenthal is here. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Now, before the show, we were chatting, and you said that you did... I normally ask what kind of a flatmate are you, or if you've got any sort of smoke alarm-related stuff. And you said, I've got a terrible story about smoke alarms. And I don't think you were saying it's terrible as in, like, oh, my God. It's more like, why'd you tell us that? So...
Yeah, there's no mirth to be had in it whatsoever. Well,
this is why we insisted on you telling us.
Yeah. So what have you got for us?
I was in my local cafe. The Place in Canterbury. And,
is it called The Place?
It's just called The Place, which is frustrating if you're trying to find it. Yeah. Annoyingly vague. Everything's a place. Someone was making a panini. The lady was making a panini.
Ooh, fancy.
It's Canterbury, mate. But the woman from the cafe making the panini, she left to go next door to the dry cleaners. And then the panini started burning and the smoke alarm started going off. And it was, you know, smoke alarm's annoying, isn't it?
Sure, so, yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. You know, smoke alarm.
Yeah.
And everyone in the cafe was sort of looking around, going, oh no, the lady who runs the cafe can't turn the smoke alarm off. This is an annoying sound.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, it's a smoke alarm. And so I was like, I'm going to have to save the day here. And I stood up on a table... Turned the smoke alarm off.
Hero.
Sat down. And then an old woman said, I'm so glad you did that. And I told you it wasn't funny. To be fair, at that point, I felt like a fireman. That's as close as I'm ever going to feel to being like a fireman. And then...
Reader, I married her.
The woman who runs the cafe came back in. And she didn't know what had happened. And the old lady was like, you've got to tell her. And I just looked at the old lady with a look that says, I don't do it for the glory. You know? And that is my smoker lobster.
Very nice.
Oh, I love
very
it.
Nice.
I need to know what happened to the panini.
Yeah, because that's
yeah, it's just burnt point. To shit. Don't go to the place. The place in Canterbury is very bad for paninis, actually. They're all burnt.
Well, thank you, Tom.
No, that it happened.
The thing know, that's torn from your real life as well, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
There is an Edinburgh.
The gritty reality.
There's an
absolutely.
Panini at the place. I'd go and see it. Free fringe, obviously.
free panini.
Clarky, who have you brought along with you this week?
I brought along my friend-in-law, May Martin!
May Martin is here!
What do you mean, friend-in-law?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sort of a silly.
So, May, what kind of a flatmate are you? Or have you got any smoke alarm?
I think I'm home a lot. Like a lot.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I moved into this house a couple of years ago. I'm in a different place now, but there were like five people there, and I kind of had to like audition to live there. And so I came in to have the interview, and they were all sat down, and they were like, what do you do? And I was like, oh, I'm a comedian. So I'm like, never home. And then I'm always home. And like my depression like lies all over the flat like a carpet. And I'm just like constantly asking for phone chargers. I'm like, that you open the fridge. I'm in the fridge. I'm like asking for phone. Yeah. So I think I'm annoying, but I'm kind.
I believe you.
Yeah. I get quite involved in the, I want to say this thing that happened.
Say it. Okay, go on. You're amongst friends here. Say it.
But someone's going to listen. The person.
No one listens.
Honestly.
Famously not for everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Half these people here don't even listen.
I genuinely don't listen.
Really?
Okay. Harry doesn't listen, no.
Okay.
In any sense of the term.
Okay, I'm going to take a risk, which is I moved in that house I was just talking about. I move in. And, we're like ships in the night, these flatmates and I don't really know them. And there is this young woman, she's like 23, and I barely know her, but she starts talking about her boyfriend a lot. And something about her story seemed like fishy to me. Like, I was like, I don't trust this guy. She was like, we've been going out for years. Oh, I've never met his friends and family. Ooh. But, you know, I see him once a month. He's in the army. And he was like way older than her. And then he came around. I was like, nah, I don't know. This guy, there were inconsistencies. Like, I'm telling a very abbreviated version, but basically I was like, I went mad. I hired a private detective. And the thing is,
you slightly buried the lead on what kind of a flatmate you are. I'm a bit annoying. I'm a bit kind. I will hire someone to sit in a car across with a telephoto lens.
It was really insane. You know what it was?
How much did it cost to hire a private detective, by the way? Can we ask this?
£300.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not chump change.
No.
Okay.
What happened was there was like another Christmas came around where she was like, I'm really excited. I'm finally going to meet his family. We're going to spend Christmas together. I was like, we'll see. And then like the day before Christmas, he was like, I got to go to Iraq or something. Sorry, last minute. And it was shady.
They just declared war.
You know, And also I listened to a lot of true crime podcasts. I was like feeling like an armchair detective. So I hired this woman. I Googled private detective and sure. I got this website called arethesafe.com. And I paid £300. She did a whole background check. So like, and then she got back to me and she goes, the man's a ghost. And I was like, what?
Oh, that's exactly what you want to hear. He's a ghost. Oh, yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, I love it. He's a ghost.
Sorry, it's like The Sixth Sense.
I know. Yeah. No, wait, he's not an actual ghost.
There's nothing, you can't find any details about him. Yeah. He's a ghost. Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's like, she's like, it's strange, like how he much of a footprint he doesn't have on the internet, basically. And and then she was like, do you want me to put a tracer on his car?
Yes!
No. Then I got out.
Bung it on the credit card. It would have been what it costs.
It would have been an extra £200 to get the credit to put the tracer. So I was like, I got to get out. This is so bad.
So you never found out?
I never found out, and I moved out. And
do you know what you could do? You could gaffer tape your laptop to the underneath of a car.
Yeah.
And then do the find my laptop thing on your phone.
Or find my phone. His phone is much smaller.
Oh, phone's better, yeah.
Yeah.
Both good ideas, though. Both good ideas.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Although you'll be driving along and you'll just hear bam, bam, bam.
Also, as soon as he unplugs the charger, you're done, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you can only drive a couple of feet. But I would have loved it, a tracer. So yeah. Do you think he had another family?
I think so, yeah. Either like many girlfriends or like wife and kids, yeah.
Wow.
I think so. Like Dirty John, have you ever listened to that podcast, guys? Yeah.
Did he ever...
Other podcasts are available.
Yes.
This one.
So did he show up in like his army kit or anything like that? He wasn't doing that stuff.
Army kit.
Because that's another thing as well. Stolen valor is a thing where people dress up in the army to try and get like you know, they walk around a mall and people say thank you for your service and they give him money and stuff like that.
So I was able to find a picture of him in the army. I think he is in the army.
Right.
But
are we a true crime podcast now?
Yeah.
This might be good for our viewing figures.
Yeah.
Viewing figures. You don't listen to
Jesus
podcasts,
do you?
Is this not on BBC Three?
Oh, we never told him.
The scary thing is, like, I think he knew I was on to him because
really?
I would ask him a lot of questions. And so one night she was asleep and he was in the kitchen and he said to me, making eye contact with me. He goes, you know, I know guys in like the SAS who could put a knife in your neck. Like that, yeah.
Holy
shit. I know.
You could have gone to the police.
That's when I hired the private detective.
It's weird you had to go to arethaysafe.com after being asked that question.
Just doing this simple questionnaire. Have they threatened to put a knife in your neck? They are
he
not
sort
safe.
Of said it like he was just making conversation. Like, you know, the way you just mentioned that.
No idea.
Yeah.
I've got an auntie that lives in Hull. I've got a mate who can stick a knife in your neck.
Yeah.
Just conversation.
It's a classic chat up line, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm dating him now.
I'm gonna date a ghost. So, we've met our contestants. We haven't met their flatmates. They're ghosts. No, we've met our contestants, but let's find out who is smoking who as we play round one.
To make power shower for an hour, burn it on a stove. House party, someone skunk, cheese on toast when you are drunk. Setting fire to a photograph of Michael Gove. A washing machine gun berserk, indoor fireworks, over roasted roast potatoes for your Sunday roast. Smoke machine, distress flare, hair dryer that's plugged with hair. Toast on cheese on toast, toast will set it off the most. We didn't start the fire, but the alarm is gone. Get a window open. We didn't start the fire. Wafting your tea towel whilst you make a scowl. The cake you make was baked too long. Another cheese on toast on while your chimney's blocked. You singed your socks, the irons burnt your top. Too many tea lights, a light bulb is too bright. A plug is broken, had a smoke just like Jürgen Klopp. Indoor barbecue, the motor for the juicer blew. A shorted wire burnt on tire pants when you're a liar. Do not blow a fire brigade, I'm making homemade lemonade. I took the phone call from Champagne and fucked the cheese on toast again. Start the fire, but the alarm is low. Get a window open, we didn't start the fire. Wafting your tea towel, wash your neighbor's scowl.
That was really good, that one.
I mean, we had another couple of verses written.
Yeah, I can imagine. So this is round one. This round is the beep test, and the rules are very simple. I'm going to give you five famous names. You have to describe each of these people to your teammates using a decreasing number of words, all right? So one name should be described with five words, another four, three, two, and one word. As it's a smoke alarms theme, we've got another rule. As it's a smoke alarm theme round, your names will be given to us by the Steve Miller Band. So the categories will be jokers, smokers, midnight tokers, and people called Maurice. So
that is a deep cut, my friend.
Yeah. For everyone listening at home, yes, I did. I opened by singing a song by Deep Purple. I'm now playing around based on the Steve Miller Band. The year is 1973. You know, you get 1 point for correctly guessing your five-word name, 5 points for nailing the one-word name. We'll start with Ben. Your category, Ben, is jokers.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, mate. Clarky, we'll start with your five-word name, please.
We got this.
Oh, I have to start with a five.
Start with a five, yeah. We'll work down. Give it a... Come
That's
on.
How the beep test works, isn't it?
Yeah, you start long, you end short.
Okay.
And when you're not enjoying it, you get the fuck out.
Exactly. Exactly right.
So sweet, isn't it, when you get to leave the beep test? Fuck you, I'm not doing any more of this.
It's mad, isn't it, when you realise, I could just stop this.
Yeah.
And then they go, yeah, but if you stop before you know you really have to stop, then your score's not going to be good. And you go, where does the score go?
Yeah.
It doesn't go on the telly, does it?
I'll see you later.
Lovely stuff. Okay, Clarky.
We bought you some crucial time there, Clarky.
Clarky is looking confused.
Oh my God, this is going to be awful.
I'll tell you. Okay. I'll tell you now. Okay. Five is the same number of fingers you have on one hand. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Including that thumb.
The sheep are eaten. Help.
What?
It's a powerful haiku.
It's really.
The sheep are eaten. Help.
A
okay,
joker.
And this is a joker.
A famous joker.
A famous joker.
I mean, the joker thing feels like a bum steer.
Hey, Clarky, no more words.
Quite a lot of words already coming out of your mouth.
The sheep are eaten. Help. So who had some sheep that were eaten?
Why don't you hire a private detective?
Wait, like Mary had a little lamb?
No.
Okay.
But Clarky.
That's the game. Isn't
am
that the
I
game?
Am I on the right track?
I think so.
The sheep were eaten. Help.
Any ideas from the audience? It is the boy who cried wolf, yes.
Point to us.
Oh, that's really
boy
good.
Who cried wolf.
Really is that good. Our point?
You don't get that point, the audience gets that point.
I mean, a famous joker, though. That's... What?
Yeah, okay, now I know what we're dealing with.
Now you know the parameters,
now
okay?
I know
some are easier, there's some are easier.
Is okay. There a chance the audience are going to win tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
they never
very,
win.
Very strong chance.
So, four.
So that's 1 point to the audience so far. Everything to play for.
Pull these before turkey.
Crackers.
Yeah.
Christmas crackers,
Christmas
yes.
Crackers, yes, sick. Christmas crackers.
Absolutely right. That's 2 points.
Just like that.
Oh, fuck, is this some British slogan?
Ah, yeah, my baby.
Just like that. Just like that.
Is it like, what's his name from Strictly Come Dancing or something? Is this Bruce Forsyth?
It's not the guy from Strictly Come Dancing.
Throw it to the audience?
I'll throw it to the audience. Tommy Cooper
Tommy
is absolutely
Cooper,
correct. It's Tommy
Cooper.
Cooper. I'm so sorry. That was too tricky for you because it's
sorry.
A bit of a British cultural thing.
Sorry.
Okay.
How many points to the audience?
They get 2 points for that. They get 3 points for that.
Oh, fuck.
So they're now on 4 points. They're doing pretty well.
Sorry.
Okay.
No, don't be. Okay. Here's Johnny.
Jack Nicholson in
yes.
The Shining.
Lovely.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be in The Shining. Jack Nicholson was all we're looking
okay.
for.
Yeah, yeah.
If anything, it'd be weird if it was him in The Shining. It's for him playing the Joker in Batman. Doesn't matter. You got the answer right. You got the answer absolutely right. I'm adding extra bump to an already quite complicated game as we're proving right now.
Final one. Whacker. I wish Clarky.
Would you have said whacker whacker?
Oh, I got it. Yeah, yeah, I know who this is.
Whacker whacker. Is it a Muppet? Like one of the
It is a Muppet, yes.
Oh. Is it fuck, is it is it
silence please guys.
Fonzie Bear? Fozzie?
Yes. Fozzie Bear, yes.
Yes! Oh, thank God. Yeah. Thank God. Yeah. That was
great.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, okay.
Five points for that answer there.
Five
right.
points
yeah.
for Fonzie Bear.
No, I said Fozzie after.
It's the worst Fonzie impression, though.
That was hard.
Well, you know what, Tom? It's your chance to redress the balance.
Piece
because here are your smokers.
Smokers?
Tom Rosenthal, you're guessing. Let's start Tom Parry with your five word name, if you please.
I'll keep a diary. One.
What was the last word?
Ah, fuck that. I'll keep a diary. One? Yeah.
I'll keep a diary, one.
I'll keep a diary, full stop. One. The category smokers.
The category smokers.
I'll keep a diary.
The one is really confusing.
If I had my time again.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I mean, how many is Anne Frank getting through a day? Quite a few, you'd expect, wouldn't you? That's... That is all I've got, ultimately.
I keep a diary.
One, yes, one. yes. The...
One.
Okay, you've added a mime to that.
What?
I'm not going to get the answer.
No, we'll throw it to the audience.
I'm so sorry.
Bridget Jones! Of course it's Bridget Jones!
Yeah. She recorded how many cigarettes?
She was what?
What? She recorded how many cigarettes she had every day, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
I'm genuinely in that film.
You're in the film!
That is poor, isn't it, ultimately? Whoa. Bridget Jones 3, one line, improvised.
What was your line?
You're alright. Yes, yeah, now you recognise me. Yes.
I knew he put you for a reason. Did you? And you improvised that line, did you?
Yeah, in the script I had no lines. And Renee Zellweger was, you know, being sick into a bin, and I just piped up, "You all right?" They stuck it in the film. Yeah. Beatty's in it as well. Me and Beatty did a little partnership. She had lines in the script though.
Yeah, of course she's good.
That's fine.
So that was your five words.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Why were you saying one?
That's fine, because that was only worth 1 point, and the audience gets that. They are still doing good. Very well, the audience.
Right,
howdy, dude. Smoking's good.
Fuck's sake.
It's not bad, that one.
Yeah, that's good.
Howdy, dude. Smoking's good.
The Marlboro Man?
Yes!
It is the Marlboro Man! Yes. 2 points.
God.
2 points.
Bye, Lucky Strike. That's quite good as well, actually. Bye, Lucky Strike. Bye, Lucky Strike.
Keep saying
the Lucky Strike Man. Bye, Lucky Strike.
It's good. It's quite,
it means like absolutely nothing to me.
It's quite specific.
Yeah.
But not necessarily in a good way.
Thank you.
Bye
Lucky Strike.
Yeah. It's a good.
Any ideas, Tom Rosenthal?
Sorry, I
can't. No.
I'm so sorry, man.
Regret.
Are you in vain to get me on the show?
anyone got it? Don Draper,
oh, yes.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Did he say that, did he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm genuinely in that show.
Gotta get your agent. Victory's ours.
I mean,
don't take a drink before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was amazing. It was literally like they were right in the room.
Victory's ours.
Really good. Syllables are in ours.
I'm so sorry, mate.
Victory's ours.
And, oh, victory is ours.
Victory's ours. Is,
and also, Gordon's alive.
Victory's ours.
Churchill.
Churchill.
It is, of course. It's Churchill. Are you keeping score, Gwyn?
Final one.
Is it Muttley?
No.
It's the guy who owns Muttley, isn't it? It's not the guy who owns Muttley. No idea what that is.
You're in the same sort of ballpark.
Oh, it's that fucking guy with the farmer who shoots Bugs Bunny, isn't it? Farmer.
Yeah, I don't think I can allow you Elmer Fudd. No, it's not. It's
anyone
not
else?
Fudd.
Popeye.
It is, of course, Popeye. It's Popeye.
I'm not sure.
Everyone thinks they can do Popeye. When you get into it,
it's not technically. That's not technically a word.
It's not technically a word.
I think he's still got a word.
Spinach.
Spinach would have worked.
Spinach.
Okay. Well. Well done, Tom.
Thank you.
Not so well done, other Tom.
Sorry, mate. No, do not apologise.
May, your turn. Now you have midnight tokers.
Yeah.
Now this is people who have been known to blaze up a fatty, take a hit from the bong, or generally get wacky backy jazzed out on the Mary Jane shiplifters. Ben, you are guessing.
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
Oh, this is hard.
This is hard. Yeah.
Daughter of Billy Ray, singer.
Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus. Very good.
Okay.
Streamline. This is how you play.
My 4-1 is because I got high.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, no. I was gonna go to class, no. But then I got high.
I was gonna bring the mixing desk, but then I got high.
Now I'm at the Trocadero, and I know why.
Because I got high.
I don't know. Audience?
It's, of course, the wonderful Afro Man. Yes.
Afro Man.
Kevin Smith movie.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Well, there's a few, isn't there? Is it going to be Jane Silent Bob?
Oh, well done, Clarky. Absolutely correct, yeah. Okay. Here we go.
It wasn't going to be Amy in Chasing Amy. Could have been Tusk, man.
Thank you, Crosby. Love a Tusk reference. Love Fleetwood Mac.
Okay,
guys. Here we go.
Bowling Jeff.
Ooh, so.
Very good.
Is it? Really good.
Really good.
Is it the Big Lebowski?
Yeah.
It is the Big Lebowski, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And isn't actually, it's the dude from Big Lebowski. Lebowski and Big Lebowski isn't the guy who tokes.
I'm still going to allow it, okay? I allowed Fonzie Bear, for fuck's sake. Okay. Final one.
Inventor.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it? Yeah, the guy who said it quite audibly. Yeah, you're right.
Oh no, say it louder.
No, you've done enough.
Inventor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like.
All right, come, mate. No, what the hell is wrong with you? Unless you're going to go and put a review on iTunes.
If you're listening, Matthew was not talking to me then.
No, yes. Jesus Christ. Crosby turned midway through, didn't he? He only had half a pint, but he's got a temper on him. I'm not angry at you, May. I'm angry at myself.
Inventor. So, I don't know of an inventor that's...
You do, mate.
Come on, Clarky.
Dyson.
I'm afraid it's not. It's not James Dyson.
Yeah. James Dyson's high, son.
This bong is bagless.
The Dyson Airblaze.
Is it Marv Kingdom Brunel?
It's not IK Brunel.
He did
Brunel,
all
his
boys on him, didn't he?
Audience, do you know the answer? It is, of course, Elon Musk. Of course.
Does he
got famously high on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Famously
high. All this.
That's why he sent the bloody car up.
We've all done that.
Put the car in space, man.
Was he getting high for the first time in his life?
I think so, yeah. I think that was it. Yeah, why not, though? Finally, Tom Rosenthal, you have the category of Maurice's. Now,
who is this show for? Literally only us.
I'm having a good time, man. Now,
you're high off your tiny mind.
I do love to blaze. Oh, baby, I love the green. You know what I've got right now? The munchies, of all things. Oh, dear. I came a bit unstuck with Maurice's. Because once I thought of the novel by E.M. Forster and the singer Maurice Chevalier, I couldn't think of any more. So this is the names of all things sort of Morris. We're going to go Morris. Yes, thank you.
Now, it is like Def Comedy Jam, finally! You don't understand.
I really don't.
Rosenthal's going to Google one of the people. Fair enough. Now, Parry, you are going to be...
He's an inventor.
Parry, you are going to be guessing. Yes. And Tom, would you like to start with your five-word name, please?
I was going to pick a random five words from a Wikipedia.
I think that's great. That's great.
Hopefully
cool.
Don't give away her name. Singles, Walk Away, and Feel Your... Now, that's not finishing the song title.
Yeah. So that's a shame.
And I would say...
what I should have done is just started without saying singles.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes. We all remember Bridget Jones saying one.
Is that actually six, technically? But I'm gonna, singles, Walk Away, and Feel.
You know, if you can get it from that, you can have the point.
That's why I didn't want to make it, because I've told him it's a woman. I didn't want him too easy. It's,
you know what?
So is the song Walk Away and Feel...
No,
happy?
No, it's two different
songs. So Walk Away
Feel. I think you can't ask follow-up questions, Tom. That's very
true.
Against the rules of the game. But
Morris. It's a singer.
I'm really sorry. I didn't know this person.
It's a female.
Yeah, I didn't.
Jenny Morris.
It's not Jenny Morris. Does anybody in the audience have any idea? It's Alanis Morissette. Oh, it's absolutely
sorry.
Right. Of
I'm
course.
Really sorry.
I don't know. Jagged Little Pill fame.
Jagged Little Pill, yeah. Jagged Little
She's Pill. Gone.
Famously Jagged Little Pill.
Famously Jagged Little Pill.
Jagged Little Pill, everyone.
Three so words.
You didn't get that.
Famously Jagged Little Pill. Now, what was your clue for Alanis Morissette?
Singles, Walk Away, and Feel, I think.
That's crazy.
Singles,
That's
Walk
crazy.
Away, and Feel.
I mean, would you like to use the same technique for any others? Because it's...
I've got the other ones.
You've got the other ones, yeah, right? Yeah, you sure don't want to go for the old term?
Although, all of them, I'm really not sure if it's the right guy.
Okay, you can't say guy, all right?
And that's general. There's four... half of them, there's a chance of them being guys, isn't there?
Come on, then, here we go.
Well, no,
it's not this one.
Gender is a spectrum, so it's not half a chance. But anyway, let's not get bogged down in that. Tom Rosenthal, your four-word name, please.
Old British Bells Dance.
Morris dancers.
Yeah, sweet, respect.
Are we going to allow dance? Are we going to allow dance in dancers?
Hang on, so that's a specific Morris dancer.
A Morris dancer, yeah. But old British Bells Dance, you put dance is in the name.
It's a good point.
But Morris dancer isn't a person.
Yes, it is. How dare you? My father's a Morris dancer.
Look, once you go blackface, you get cancelled. Yes.
No, I'll give you the points. Fair enough.
Sorry, I apologise.
It's okay.
I'm a bad one.
Next one.
Racist loves animals.
Morris dancer?
It's a great one. It's a very good clue. Racist loved animals.
Morrissey.
Yes.
Is correct.
Really good.
All right, good.
This is how we play.
Yes. Racist love animals. I know, it's serious.
Singles, Walk Away, and Feel.
If you've not heard of her, you've not heard of her, and that's fair enough. My references are woefully out of date.
I would be really annoyed if I was on their team and I was allowed to use Wikipedia and then we got the points. I think that's not on.
Right.
Brass Eye.
Go. Elon Musk guy knows it.
Oh. Very droll.
Chris Morris.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Morris is correct. Yes, sir.
And the final one word answer, which is brought to you by Taps. Shop.
Huh?
Shop!
Morrison's!
Yeah! Morrison's is right!
Yes!
Huge, actually. Huge.
Redemption. That is the sound of redemption.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay, now at the end of that round, Producer Quinn, can you tell us the scores, please?
So the scores are Ben and May have 19, Tom and Tom have 20.
Bloody hell.
But the audience have 21.
Fuck off!
So the audience are in the lead. But does that mean that both teams should have cause for alarm? We will find out in part two. In the meantime, please do not skip these vitally important advertisements.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to Flatshare Slamdown. Now, before the break, pre-break, the audience were in the lead.
Mental.
With, I believe, 21 points. Yeah, 21 points. But there is still literally everything to play for because this, I mean, you could still...
If the audience wins,
yeah.
Full refund.
No, Thomas.
I'm going to have to run that past Acast Live, brought to you by... Oh, very, very kind of him.
That's thanks, awesome. Mate.
It does look a bit now like I've asked that guy to get me a bottle.
You've got a butler.
No, it's not.
Is that your Jeeves?
Wait, explain what just happened.
What's going on? What is that?
Kind gentleman, was it Harry?
Yeah.
Harry?
Just offered to buy us a bottle of champagne and...
The rest of you need to raise your game, guys.
A second ago, we were promising a full refund. This is a very mixed messages here, isn't it? Are we living in a socialist utopia?
Didn't check the election results, but maybe.
I don't keep up with the news.
Wait to look when I get home.
So the audience are in the lead, but there is still everything to play for as we hurtle into round two. It's Flat Games.
They've drank the Kool-Aid.
There is something of the Jonestown cult about this.
It's my favourite part of the show.
That's your favourite part of the show?
A little glimpse into being a cult leader.
Yeah. As opposed to just a... Anyway. It is indeed Flat Games, where we're playing our version of Monopoly, which we're calling Bonopoly.
Yes, please.
Bonopoly.
Pure flat slap.
Bonopoly. It works better written down. I'm going to ask our contestants to sing about something from the game Monopoly to the tune of a song by U2. Yes, their teammate has to guess...
strong stuff.
Their teammate has to guess what they're singing about. As producer Quinn said when I explained this round to him, it's pure flat slap. You'll get a point for a correct answer and up to 10 points for how much Acton you give your baby. Yes, the year is 1990. We will start with Ben Clarkey. So you're singing With or Without You. May, what is he singing about? Here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
He doesn't look confident.
See the man drumming on a bin. See a shop I could go in. But I need a poo. See the shop's a Uniqlo. But I still just need to go. I need a poo. I need a poo. I need a poo. Oh no, I can't go to have a poo.
Okay, keep going, Clarky.
There's a Mac
McDonald's over there. I could go and pretend to buy, and then I'll have a poo. I think I focused on the wrong thing. But the last time I was there, this is the process I went through. I need a poo! I need a poo!
Everyone.
I'm on the main street in London, and I need a poo! Whoa!
Clarkie needs a poo. Very well done to Clarkie, everybody. Really strong work.
I'll tell you what. I'm so sorry. That Ross and Rachel moment will never be the same again, will it? Has Central Perk got a toilet, or is there...
They do drink a lot of coffee, don't they? Go straight through, yeah? So, May, have you got any idea about where or what Clarkie was singing about?
Yeah. But I can't remember the exact phrasing on the Monopoly board, but it's Oxford Circus? Street. Oxford Street.
Oxford Street is correct.
Very good.
Oxford
We've
Street.
We've all been there.
It's a great
Lovely
place.
Lovely decorations at Christmas time, and you always need a poo.
Great place to have a poo.
The man drumming on the bin was good, too. That's
Downstairs in Topshop.
No.
Downstairs in Topshop is a good place to have a poo.
Really?
If there's never anyone, there's never.
Oh, by the way, those are changing rooms, dude.
So Tom Rosendahl's up next, and
Matthew, what was in points wise there?
Oh yes, points, of course, points. So for the song itself, I mean that was very.
It's got to be big.
Very, very. It's got to be big. It was great. I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10. And of course. The points are made for getting it right as well, so that is 10 points. Oh. Now,
I've got a question.
Yes, of course.
Are the audience going to get a go at this?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll pick a U2 song for them. Yeah.
Sure.
It'll be an album track. Hope you've got an in-depth knowledge of the Joshua Tree, guys, because otherwise, you're screwed. Okay, Tom Rosenthal. Now, Tom, you messaged us this week to say that for medical reasons, you cannot sing.
Well, no, I just have bruised vocal cords at the moment, which is why I'm sort of speaking slightly, because my general comedy vibe is much more sort of like a squeaky man. and 2019 was quite a good year, so I squeaked myself out.
So you overworked your vocal cords?
Basically, so I can talk like this, but like, you see how there's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, dear.
What a beautiful singing voice, well, exactly. Though. Such a shame. So you're the millennial's Joe Pasquale.
On that point, actually, can I borrow your phone to a Wikipedia U2? Because I'm not entirely sure... what that is.
They're not a big band, right. To be fair. They're not a big band.
No, it's singles, weather, street, and one. Love how you managed to get one back in.
So I will sing. I'm going to attempt to sing.
You're going to do, I still...
But it's just to let you know, it is very much against doctor's orders.
Okay.
It's very bad to drink and for your vocal cords to dry out, but obviously
Your doctor said don't come on this podcast. Your peers said don't come on this podcast.
And I'm regretting it. But
we appreciate that. So, I still haven't found what I'm looking for is the song you're singing.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Is it about a sound desk?
And and you've got what you're singing about right there. Now, Tom, you have to guess. And DJ Gwynn, will you play?
Did a bad thing in my life.
made bad decisions, killed somebody, now I'm here. It's not very nice.
Old Kent Road.
Regret the damage I did to those poor families. So much blood. But I still haven't found my alibi. I still haven't found. Should have got a better fucking lawyer. He screwed me over.
Really good.
Yeah, I mean, you can finish really there.
Tom Rosenthal, like, everybody.
Thank you.
That's very kind of you to do that.
You know what? A gorgeous voice nevertheless. We enjoyed it very much. Tom Parry, have you got any idea what Tom was singing about?
Jail.
Yeah.
Correct. Go straight to jail. Go straight to jail.
Do not pass go.
Do not pass go. Do not collect £200. Those are the rules. I don't make the rules. I just stick to them.
We often don't collect £200.
No. Not tonight, anyway.
Not tonight.
So I'm going to give Tom, I think, a 7 out of 10 for
Thanks.
The song.
I appreciate that.
And, of course, a point to Carrie. That is Thank 8 you. Points there. 8 points.
Thank you.
And, Mae Martin. There's your, there's your Monopoly thing.
Okay.
Yeah? Do you
is
know...
That, what? Yeah.
Not just thrown
like
together.
That.
Okay.
Just like that.
Your song is One. And Ben, what is Mae attempting to convey in song?
Okay. Now? It's not getting better. But I taught it how to... It's sad. But I'm starting to get worried that I should have got a cab. But it's too late tonight. Can I just sing the song? To take this thing out into the night. It needs the toilet, but I'm so asleep. But it moves around me. It's got very sweet feet.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
I think I could have given it more like, I should have made it more like sexy.
You know what?
Hey. I don't know if you should have.
No, you know what? You could make it more sexy. Let's hear it again, guys. Play it again.
Is it the dog, the piece, the counter, the dog counter,
the little Scotty dog? Yes, it is. Yes. Clarky, back yourself with these answers, man. You were spot on the money. The dog, the piece, the dog.
He's got cute little feet. Come on.
He's got cute little feet. He does have cute little feet. Nailed it. I think I'm going to give you for that song. 8 points. I'm going to give you 8 points for that song. That's 9 points there.
Thank you. Very generous of you. Thank
now,
you.
Now, finally, Tom Parry. You're very welcome. Tom Parry, there you go.
Yes.
Here we go.
Sex on fire, please.
So, Parry, I'd like you to get your dodgiest Spanish counting at the ready, because your song is, of course, Vertigo. They're number one... Their number one biggest banger. We can all agree
all
on that.
All the others have been slow.
Yeah. But this is more in your range. You're an energetic man. It's a lot of speak singing. Here we go. This is Vertigo. Now, Tom Rosenthal, what is Tom Parry singing about? Off we go, Gwyn.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, Chris Bato. Yeah. Uno, dos, tres,
yes, I thought I would go in because I look quite good. Why not? It's not a sin. So I went in, I posed, I winked, I stepped around and everyone thought, hey, you know, it's good. Uno, dos, tres! Hello, hello! Good God! I've only gone and won it all. My God! I'm walking around and I'm sexy in some kind of outfit. Uno, dos! Uno, dos, tres, cuatro! Ole, ole! I won! And now I'm going on holiday. Unrelated! I'm in on a magazine cover. I'm not dos, I'm uno, baby!
Was that about the card game Uno?
Oh, shit.
Tom Rosenthal, what Monopoly-related thing was Tom Parry singing about? Break it down. Talk us through what you remember of the lyrics.
Basically, he was a guy who'd won it all, who was wearing a nice suit.
He'd won something, certainly, yeah?
Right.
Not even the audience know it this time.
But he's not just like the Monopoly man.
He's not just one Monopoly. No, he's not the Monopoly man himself.
Oh my God.
Did you say
take a chance?
I think he said he's going. He said he's going on holiday, but it's unrelated.
He's going on holiday. That's, ignore the fact he's going on holiday. That's, okay, he's just giving you a bit of background.
Famously unrelated. Take a chance, Tom. Just take a chance.
Well,
on the guess.
I understand. So there is not. Is it? It can't just be a chance card.
Yeah. Well,
it's like when you win £200 for winning a beauty contest.
Yes, it's correct. Oh.
Thank you.
Sorry.
So, producer Gwyn, what are the scores at the end of that round?
The scores are 38 to Ben and May, 38 to Tom and Tom,
ooh,
and 31 to the audience.
Lagging behind, guys. Well, next up, Veganuary is over, which means
people
it's time to play.
People are genuinely outraged that they're losing. Yeah. Well, it's because we got to go twice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to win.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard to win. Yeah. If it's just to sort of make you feel a little bit better about yourselves, I've never won once. Done 100 of these, never won once. Okay, next up, Veganuary is over, which means it's time to play Beef Brothers! Yes, it is indeed Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share. This is ostentatious, it really is. So someone in the audience has bought us a bottle of champagne. Thank you very much to Harry. We're going to drink.
Anyone like some champagne?
If you're listening at home, you could buy us a metaphorical bottle of champagne by joining the Patreon.
Absolutely right,
not
yeah.
Bad, not a bad bit of business, not that. Yeah. Stu Goldsmith would have loved that.
He would have absolutely loved that, yeah. A bonus episode out every Thursday for $5 or above. Yeah. So, yes, it is Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flatshare-based beef. And today's one comes from Jake and Kimberly. They are in the audience. Jake and Kimberly, are you there?
Hello. Hi.
Jake.
Hi.
And Kimberly.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Now, Jake...
Do your friends call you JK?
No.
A little bit of a Jamiroquai reference.
Lovely.
Don't burn the next round, mates.
Jamiroquai, are we doing this?
It was actually Bridge Over the River Jamiroquai. We haven't come up with the rules, I just do that on the fly normally. So Jake and Kimberly, this is actually written by Jake, but they are both involved. My girlfriend and I have been living together 18 months, congratulations, and since we moved in, I have argued we should get a microwave. She is against the idea as, and he quotes, they are too big and ugly. Frankly, I think this is nothing more than snobbery. A microwave would enrich our lives, I am certain. Most worrying for me, my parents have been having the same beef since 1984. This is key as well. There's a little NB at the bottom. Kim has agreed that if we are chosen and she loses, she will buy a microwave up to the value of £30.
Wow. High stakes.
Can I tell you now, I'm not afraid to say, I'll double that. Yay! I'll add 50%. What, I'll add 50%. I'll add 50%.
You'll buy them two microwaves. I'll buy two.
Dual microwaves, guys, yeah. How fast do you want these Rustler's burgers? So, Tom and Tom, you are on Jake's side. Ben and May, you are on Kimberly's side. So Jake is pro-microwave, Kimberly is anti-microwave. I think before we have all of that, let's have a quick cross-examination. Let's start with Jake.
Hang on, are we pro-microwave?
We like microwave.
You're pro-microwave, you're on Jake's side, pro-microwave.
Vehemently anti.
You're vehemently anti on Kimberly's side.
Correct.
Let's start with a few questions for Jake. Anyone got any questions for Jake, first of all? Anyone
at
all?
Yeah, what's your fucking problem, mate?
Chill out, mate.
There you are. Wait. Objection, Your Honour.
Someone take the champagne away from Clarkey. Any questions for Jake, you know, within the rules of Beef Brothers here? No badgering the witness.
What cooking facilities do you otherwise have in your kitchen, please, Jake?
Great first question.
Thank you.
An oven and a four-hob thing.
Merely an oven?
Yeah.
Sorry, merely an oven and only a what?
A four-hob thing of varying...
Only four?
Yeah, varying sizes.
Wow. That's sued.
Dangerously close to conjecture there, Parry, but I'm going to allow it.
I'm sorry, do you have a toaster?
There's a toaster, yeah.
And come here, that's stricken from the record. No.
The toaster remains, Tom.
What do you make your fucking toast in a microwave? Objection, Your Honour.
Add a kettle if that counts,
Tom,
as well.
Tom, I told you about this. You can't overrule yourself.
I wish I could.
I know. You never can. Sorry, Jake, we spoke over you there. That's very rude.
I said we had a kettle as well, if that counts.
You've got a kettle as well.
Sorry.
Is that the kettle, yeah.
And there's no point lying. May has already sent a private detective to your kitchen.
I'm on top of this.
Any other questions for Jake at this juncture?
What don't you have in your life that you wish you could, that you want to cook in a microwave?
Good question, but a bit loaded, but...
It's a big question. I think it's more for like heating leftovers and stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what kind of leftovers would you like to reheat? I wasn't just saying like what's missing.
Tom, that's exactly how it came across.
He's trying to.
Why?
Did your dad not love you? Where the hell are you trying? I'm on your side.
Yeah.
Projection, Your Honour.
I just meant what meal she wanted to cook, man.
Well, he did it in a very aggressive way, mate, all right?
It's the vocal cords.
Can we take the champagne away from Tom as well?
It's the vocal cords.
You can't blame your vocal cords for everything. I know you didn't want to sing, all right? Bruised fucking vocal cords. Didn't come down the last shower, mate. Right. Jake, so talk us through the kind of leftovers you'd like to make. What kind of microwave meals would you like to make?
So my dad actually falls down on my side on this issue that he wants a microwave.
That's a very good point, because this is your parents' beef as well as it is your beef.
Yeah.
And he thinks pro-microwave. And has he won the beef? Presumably not, since...
They had a microwave for a bit.
There's some issues there. Let's not dig deep into those.
We've picked a scab here, haven't we? So they had a microwave for a bit, and they don't currently.
But they just don't keep it in the kitchen.
Whoa. How close to the toilet do they keep it? That's crucial. So they don't keep it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Where do they keep it?
Down. So they live in a flat above a shop, and they keep it downstairs in like.
In the shop. That's not their microwave, mate.
That belongs to Morley's, all right.
Their lottery ticket machine. That's downstairs as well.
It's in like the shop's storeroom. For lack of a better word.
So basically they don't use a microwave? If it's being stored in a shop store.
But when I stay there, I use it. And then I got told off for spilling soup up the stairs. But then I was like, well, that's because you have the microwave downstairs.
Sorry, can I just stop for a second? I can't see you. I can only hear you.
Yeah.
Are you Tom Rosenthal doing a character? Because this is an amazing act of ventriloquism.
Yeah, no wonder he's blew his vocal cords. He's throwing his fucking voice over there.
Ha ha ha.
It's very sweet of you to think that I could play a character.
We've all seen Bridget Jones.
Friday night microwave dinners.
To be fair.
Okay. Okay.
I've got a question.
Any other questions for Jake? Then we'll move on to Kimberly.
Jake, who does the most cooking in your house? Big question.
Huge question.
Kim does the majority of the cooking.
Let's talk to Kimberly for a second.
Okay. Let's move over to Kimberly. May has a question.
I'm trying
to
make enough of Jake's needs and wants. Kimberly, if I'm understanding correctly, Kimberly, you have this boyfriend. He's correct. Got all kinds of urgent, pressing needs. He's spilling soup up the stairs. Life moves very quickly, and you don't mind slowing it down a bit, taking your time with things, reheating things in the oven, am I correct?
That is exactly my position.
Yeah. Thank you, Kimberly.
Flirtation, Your Honour.
Talk to me about this boyfriend, Kimberly. I actually don't have a microwave, Kimberly, and I don't ever
Your
miss
Honor,
it.
Your Honour, this is blatant flirtation. She is seducing the witness.
I'm going to allow it.
Also, where are you from, Kimberly? Does she have an accent?
She'll find out. Okay.
That was a genuine question.
I'm from everywhere, so.
The plot
because
thickens.
She's Tom Rosenthal's voice.
How big's your kitchen?
I would say our counter space is about 4 microwaves worth.
Oh, you see.
Small.
And how big's your kitchen?
You just
got a counter.
Do you live in the news agents? It's weird that you don't want a microwave, but you... It's weird that you don't have a microwave, but you measure everything in microwaves. This flat is about 150 square microwaves.
Any further questions for Jake or Kimberly?
Go on.
Sorry, I have one.
Yes, of course.
Are you by any chance like sensitive to dangerous radiation?
Are you human?
Yeah, that's my point though. I made a point in my question.
Are you worried about the?
Are you worried about the radiation?
The
microwaves. Extremely worried.
Yeah.
Have you watched Chernobyl recently?
Do you have a dog?
Keeps me awake nights and no.
Okay, right. I think that's all the questions. Well, we're all bummed out now, aren't we? That's good.
Sorry for bringing up radiation.
No, it's okay.
Sorry, though.
It's all part of the process. Okay. Hopefully that's enough information for our team to make their cases. So without further ado, I'm going to call
Kimberly, can I ask one final question?
One final question, of course. I'm
Have
going
you
to
ever had a Chicago Town Pizza?
I can't say I have.
I think I've just saved that case, Tom.
Okay, so Tom Rosenthal, you have 1 minute to begin the case for the prosecution. Now remember, you are on Jake's side. Your minute begins now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, or however the fuck this works.
He's adopted another character.
We've had a very sad, very sad tale from poor, poor Jake. May or may not have issues with his father. Of a regressive, gender normative relationship where the female dominates the kitchen in an oppressive sort of matriarch system. Having an oven, a toaster, a kettle, a four-hob thingy. I mean, how many things do you want? Is it 1950? All Jake wants is some equality. A little bit of 2020 in this relationship, and he'd like to have, yes, maybe just the one thing in the kitchen. And if you believe in a progressive future, if you believe that men should have the same rights as women,
preach, brother! Preach!
You will give Jake this one small micro. Thank you very much.
Tom Rosenthal.
Yeah.
very compelling case there for men's rights. And now I call upon Mae Martin to begin her case for the defence. Your time starts now.
Ladies and everybody, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It is a sad day, and it was hard hearing the story. And I think really the issue that we have here is we have a woman whose boyfriend prefers speed over quality. And I just wonder... I just wonder, where does it end, you know? Because there are some things in life best taken slow. You gotta, you know, life moves very fast. And I think ultimately, she who cooks the food must decide how the food is reheated. I think that she has ownership over that domain. Also, you get, let's say you're I'm a bit drunk. Let's say you're reheating a nice pie. You put it back in the oven, you might get a nice little crisp on the top of the cheese, you know what I mean? Yeah. Put it in the microwave, no way. Also, dangerous radiation. I hate to mention it again, but hate to bring everyone down, but there are risks, and also, thanks for having me.
Mae Martin, everybody. Now, Jake, I'd like to speak to Jake first. How do you think it's going so far?
Fine.
Kimberly, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling very good so far.
Okay, that's great. What a gorgeous speaking voice you've got. So,
harsh on Jake and me.
Harsh, but I believe fair. So, to continue the case, and in fact conclude the case for the prosecution, Tom, would you like to do this as yourself today? Or?
No, I'm going to do it the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and indeed providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it's a pleasure to be in the same room as you. I see you there. You probably recognize me from the village. I see there Bessie Mae from the bakery. Keep baking those onions. I don't know. Be looking over there at them strange folks from the big city come down here using their big words. Technology. Speed. Round here, we simple folk. We small town people, huh? Listening to that problem there of old Jake and Kimberly, that reminds me of a guy you'll probably remember. Went by the name of Corn on the Cob.
I'm so sorry. What was his name again? He was Corn on the Cob?
Corn on the Cob.
Was that a nickname? Or
it was a nickname.
He wasn't christened Corn on the Cob.
It was a nickname. He was christened Chris on the... Well, we all remember the day he bought that cob. You'll probably remember old Corn on the Cob. The hell, he had his tradition. Every May Day, holiday time, we'd all pack up and go to the park. You're probably like me. We holiday in the park every year. Bowl of rice, tree, the park. They don't even know. They ain't never had a bowl of rice in their parks in the big city. Too good for them. Round here, we simple folk, we know you put a bowl of rice in the park and look at the tree. But you'll probably remember a few years ago, Corn on the Cob. He looked over the fence at that park. What did he see? The skate park.
Are you all right? Sorry to nick your line from Bridget Jones's Diary, by the way.
Next to the park, a skate park. Well, well, well. We had spent all our years so busy being in the park, looking at the bowl of rice, we'd never stopped to realize that on the other side of the fence, there was a skate park. Hands up, whoever goes to the park now on May Day, not one of you. But hell, this May Day, I'll be seeing you in the skate park. Sometimes you need to look over the fence to realize someone's built a skate park. No further questions, Your Honor.
Thank you, Fanshawe.
Not
bad from Fanshawe.
Not bad from Fanshawe
this week, actually. I thought he really made a lot of sense.
Powerful metaphor.
Yeah, really. I'm moved to tears. So to conclude the case for the defence, Ben.
Well.
Your minute.
Yeah.
Yes, mate. Begins. Okay. Now.
Well, listen, man. I'm with May here. I don't have a microwave. I don't even have a toaster. I live on the streets.
Please give to the Patreon.
They're a waste of space. I'm totally with you. And also, again, like May, my mum used to say that if I would try and, when I was at home, we had a microwave growing up, and I'd wait for my food and like look through the window at it. And she told me that if I did that, it would boil my eyes.
She also thinks a camera steals your soul as well, doesn't she? She's Native American, we should say that.
So, you know, guys, seriously, those microwaves, they're fucked up. And they take up a lot of space. Microwaves, they should call them massive waves.
Oh, well. It was good while it lasted, Clarkie. Sorry, I feel like I threw you off there slightly, so I blame myself. Now,
no. Now,
obviously, we've got to come to a decision here. Whose side are we on here?
And there's my time.
And there's your time. Exactly right. Now, whose side are we on? Is it Jake's or is it Kimberly's? Now, I can't decide myself, as I'm not so much microwave as more microaggression.
Can I just say, I think the skate park is Chicago Town Pizzas.
Fanshawe had his chance, mate. So,
I think that's what he was trying to say.
Instead, I'm going to call upon you, our Moth Club for ACAS Presents, brought to you by Dice.fm. Audience.
You guys know what to do.
You know what to do, folks. So if you think Fanshawe and therefore Jake is in the right, I would like you to applaud now. That's a strong showing. That is a strong showing for Jake.
They're not idiots. They get the skate park thing.
We all got the skate park metaphor. So, if you think Ben and May made the best case, I would like you to applaud now.
Sort of like a different...
Wow. I feel like there's less of them and they're louder.
I mean...
Yeah.
If yeah, I'm, sure. It's louder in sound, sure.
Oh, that was a really hard one to call, and I don't think I'm going to be popular with this result here. But that goes to Tom and Tom. Now, my internal alarm is sounding to tell me it's nearly the end of the show. So let's hear the quickfire jingle and hope it's not comically lengthy.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is quite unusual because it has a long introduction.
Ooh, it's one hell of a concept.
It's a long introduction. And that produces lots of mirth. The introduction's long. It normally lasts a couple of minutes. It's about the amount of time it takes to make some toast. So we put some bread in.
Ooh, I love toast.
And we'll know when we're finished, 'cause the toast will be done. So here's the thing, we're gonna finish this little jingle, then spread on some butter, oh, and some Marmite for me. Clark is going to have some marmalade.
I would have preferred Marmite too.
You don't get a choice, mate. We're being sponsored by Marmalade. The thing about marmalade is it's like jam but with oranges. A bit strange, really, that it's not called orange jam. Why does it get its own word?
This isn't a good advert. Oh,
here's the quick fire.
Oh my god, I loved it. Yes, this is the No Smoke Without Quickfire round. I'll be asking you simple trivia questions. However, as our theme is testing the smoke alarm, I'd like you to preface every answer with the names of the firemen from Trumpton. The year is 1967. So we were talking about this bit. Do you remember Trumpton? I mean, obviously you don't remember it from when it was on first time, because it was on, I mean,
sorry,
it was on in 1967.
How old are you?
20.
Of course they don't remember Trumpton.
Yes, but you have a knowledge of history, surely.
The greats, the classics.
The classics. We're talking Bagpuss. We're talking the clangers here.
There have been plenty of clangers.
Oh my God. So basically there was, what's that?
Were you the clangers?
You know the clangers? Yeah, so the Trumpton was like little kind of animated wooden firemen, okay, and their names were Pew Pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble and Grub.
What is England? It's bizarre.
We've got our country back, mate. If you don't like it, fuck off.
Basically, Trumpton was about the most Brexit show you could imagine, yes. Was it? Everyone who voted Brexit basically wants Trumpton to happen in real life.
I've not seen the election result, but I'm waiting till I get home.
Fingers crossed. Have we got it here? Can we play it?
Yeah, we can play it in.
So there we go. That is what we're... So I'd like you to preface every answer with the names of the firemen from Trumpton. So if I were to ask you to complete the name of the first Harry Potter book, I want to hear Pew Pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble and the Philosopher's Stone. That's how it works, okay? So even if you don't know the show, we can all enjoy that. Instead of buzzers...
Have you guys heard of Harry Potter?
So instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first name. So Tom and Tom, let's hear yours.
Tom.
What a team. Talk about synchronicity. Great album by The Police, by the way. No, The Police. You won't remember them. They were Sting's band. Sting, I'll play you Fields of Gold. Okay, so instead of buzzers, of course, I'd like you to shout out your first names. May and Ben, can we hear those, please?
Ben,
Barney McRae, Boss,
okay. Lovely stuff from Ben there. The quickfire round begins now. The movie Smokey and the Bandit starred which mustachioed actor as the Bandit?
Tom. Pew Pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble, and Burt Reynolds.
Is correct. Which British cartoon is set in the fictional Welsh village of Pontypandy?
Tom. Pew Pew, Barley McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble and Fireman Sam.
Correct. In 1995, the band Smokey recorded the song Living Next Door to Alice with which foul-mouthed comedian?
Tom. Pew Pew, Barley McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble and Roy Chubby Brown.
Is correct. In EastEnders...
Have you heard of Roy Chubby Brown?
Especially you haven't. In EastEnders, what was the name of the chain-smoking laundrette played by June Brown?
Tom. Pew Pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble and Doc Cotton.
What were the names of the firemen in Trumpton?
Ben.
Ben.
Pew, pew, Barney McGroom, Cuthbert Dibblin, pew, pew, Barney McGroom, Cuthbert Dibblin, grub.
Is 1 point correct? In the children's song London's Burning, what was the first command given?
Oh, pew, pew, Tom.
Tom.
Pew, pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble, and fetch the engines.
It's the correct point, yes. Yes. Correct answer. Huge. What year did the smoking ban come into effect in the UK?
Tom.
Tom.
Pew, pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble, and 2007?
Is correct.
Bloody hell.
Who ran against Hillary Clinton in the 2016 Democratic presidential primaries?
Ben. Tom.
Ben.
Oh. Oh. Pew, pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble, and Trump.
Ooh, no, I'm afraid no, no. It's incorrect. The Democratic presidential primaries. Tom.
Pew, pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble, and Bernie Sanders.
It's correct.
Respect.
Complete the song title by Motown legend Smokey Robinson. The Tears of what?
Tom.
Ben. Ooh. I'm going to give it to Ben just because he hasn't had that many.
Pew, sure, that's pew, how it works.
It sort of is.
Pew, pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble, and Clown.
Absolutely correct. Name the stoner comedy double act who went.
Pew, pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble, and Cheech and Chong.
No. I'm afraid he's incorrect.
Oh!
Unlucky.
But I'm not going to dock you a point for that. I'm going to dock you a point for some other reason.
Pew, pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble, and the soundboard.
The soundboard, exactly, yeah, yeah. So, name the stoner comedy double act who got the munchies and escaped from Guantanamo Bay.
May. I don't know. Wait, pew, pew, pew. It sounds so bad in my accent. Pew, pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble, and Harold and Kumar?
Is correct, yes. Whose debut album features songs such as Smoke 'em and Scooby Snacks?
Tom.
Tom.
Pew, pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble, and the Fun-Loving Criminals.
Absolutely correct.
The year is 1995.
It's a hell of a year. Keeping with the 90s theme, which Scottish singer recorded Relight My Fire with Take That?
Tom.
Tom.
Pew Pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble, and Lulu.
Is correct, and that is our final question. That's the end of the round.
That's you.
But listen, I want to dedicate all my points in that round to the audience. No, I'm joking.
So that is the end of the round, and indeed the end of the game. So before we find out the final scores, May and Tom, have you got anything to plug? Tom, you're on tour at the moment.
Yes. TomRosenthal.net/dates. I'm doing a stand-up show, which my first date is in Hull in 6 days, and I sincerely hope that my vocal cords have recovered for the good people of Hull, because this is not my patented. I don't know if any of you are familiar with any of my work, but it's very much in a higher register than this. And I'm worried that people are going to buy tickets and then be like, who's this guy? Maybe we'll just get Jake to go instead. They're like, that's what I recognise. That's the guy I came to see. So yes, please come and watch me. Thank you very much for having me. It's been very nice.
Yes, Tom Rosenthal, everybody. May Martin.
I'm going on tour as well in the new year. No, wait, this year. And I got a sitcom coming out in March, mid-March on Channel 4. And
yes.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Feel Good.
And it's coming out on Channel 4?
Yeah, Channel 4 and Netflix.
Oh,
and
amazing.
It's like a comedy drama. I don't know. I feel like I need to say that. Because it's got some crying in it, you know? I don't want people to be pissed off.
Is Tom Rosenthal in it?
Yeah, he says, you all right?
At the end of each episode, that props you a tissue, doesn't he?
You're all right.
So, of course, thank you for listening to this podcast. Do come down to the live shows. We've got loads at the Phoenix coming up, so do come along to those. If you enjoy the podcast, leave us a review on iTunes. And don't forget, if you join the Patreon, every week we put out a bonus episode of something, and it goes out on Thursdays, and that's for everyone who joins the Patreon, $5 or above. And thank you very much to everyone who's joined the Patreon so far. You are amazing. So, producer Gwyn, let's hear the final scores.
Well, my scoring sheet's an absolute mess.
Yeah, so is my mouth.
Ben and May have 41. Tom and Tom have 49. And the audience have 32.
Oh! I'm so
losers.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, folks. We cannot give you that refund that Tom promised you. But I have heard that Harry will buy everybody here a bottle of champagne. So you're not going to go home... empty-handed. So, unfortunately, the wait, did you lose outright? That means you guys have to test the smoke alarm. So the audience have to test the smoke alarm whilst Tom Rosenthal, Mae Martin, Tom Parry and Ben Clark get to test the patience of the local residents as we get drunk and Larry in the streets of Hackney. Thanks to all of our guests. It's Mae, it's Tom, it's Tom, it's Ben. We've been Pappy. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown features Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry, special guests Mae Martin and Tom Rosenthal. Inspired by Pappy's and Ben Walker, we're joined by Grimley's Davis and Emma Corsham and produced by Emma Corsham. Shout out to John Harris and everyone at ACAST. To Max Milner and all the posted guys. Huge love to everyone who came down to see the recording and to the Moth Club for having us. But most of all, big thanks to you, the listener. Thank you so much. Home is Flatsham. Use Flatshare Slamdown. It's a Secret News production for ACAST and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Wallop. There it was.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Now is the time
now
for cheers, everyone. Bye.
Is the time. So don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes, please.
That was a really fun episode. Wasn't
that was a really fun episode. Really fun. What a great review. You can pop that on iTunes. That was a really fun episode. No, it was great. We had a really good time recording it. I hope you had a good time listening to it. And yeah, so leave us a review on iTunes. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Go to the patreon.com/ Pappy's Flatshare and sign up.
Or just recommend us to someone in real life.
That's good. I always love it when people recommend us on Twitter or on, to their friends. And it's great when someone says, oh, I've just listened to all the episodes. I've caught up because we've got like over 100 episodes now.
Bloody hell.
What a joy.
Were we ever so young?
We were. 2012. When did we start this? 2011.
My.
We were mere striplings.
Did we invent podcasting?
I think we might have done. I think we invented podcasting.
People forget that we were the first ever podcast.
We were the first.
I certainly forget it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We invented it. And then Tony Blackburn.
Yes.
Took it to Radio Caroline.
And then Pat Sharp.
Then Pat Sharp did his best with it.
With Podcast One. A lovely bit of riff in there. Anyway.
Cheers, everyone.
The Godfather, the Podfathers.
The Podfathers. I think actually Herring calls himself the Podfather, so we can't have that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And he was podcasting before us.
Yes, that's also true. Yeah, yeah, he was. Yeah.
Okay. Well, think of a new angle. We'll think of a new angle. Don't you worry.
I would say, do you know what? How about this? I think we've been podcasting for the longest without making any real inroads.
Yeah.
Would you say that's fair? Yeah,
okay.
We've been going for a long time.
We've been bubbling under.
We've been bubbling under. You know, these new guys come along, your snog, marry, avoids. sure, so your shag, marry, annoyed, I should
shag,
call
marry,
it.
Shag, marry, annoyed.
You're off menu with Ed Gamble and James Acaster. Whoever the fuck these guys are. They come
those
along.
Young guys.
These young bucks, these pretenders to the crown.
My dad's a porn star.
My dad's
all right, off
sure.
you go. Great. Chat about it.
We'll chat about that at a separate time.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I just wanted to tell someone.
Exactly. And all of these people come along and yeah, sure, they're selling out arenas. They're going on world tours.
Yeah.
They're getting, you know, hundreds upon thousands upon millions of downloads. Does it make them happy?
Yes.
Does it make them rich?
Yes, it does.
I forgot the point I was trying to make here.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, look, we're going to go away and reassess.
We're going to regroup.
You keep on listening. As ever, this episode was produced by...
Can I just ask? Oh. Just very quickly.
Okay.
We're going to go away, but they've got to keep listening.
Yeah, that's how it works, isn't
yeah.
it? We dip in and out. They're always there.
You stay there.
Stay vigilant.
Listener.
Stay listening.
Stay
listen.
There. Stay strong.
Because it's your ear canal.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
You can't turn your ears off.
We're not there the whole time.
Never turn your ears off, guys.
Keep those ears on, because otherwise we're going to be in real trubs. Okay, we're going to go away and reassess. We're going to come back next week with a real plan.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Brand next week?
As ever.
Great stuff.
As ever, this episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Corsham team. And as ever, be honest and just be fair in 2020.
Be fair in 2020, guys.
Be fair in 2020.
Whack us to the PO box.
Oh, well, please.
Join the Patreon.
And
Twitter.
As ever.
Facebook.
It's time for... Cheers, everyone.
Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.